Fellow Americans, it's an honor to speak with you. I'm Jackie Walorski, and I'm a new member of Congress from Indiana's 2nd District. Monday is April 15th, so hardworking families are sitting around their kitchen tables putting the finishing touches on their taxes. It's always a stressful and time-consuming exercise, figuring out how much we have to hand over to help cover our government's bills. Unfortunately, many of the leaders you send to Washington want to make this time of year even harder on you and your family. Take the budget President Obama submitted to Congress this week. He says it's responsible, a compromise even. But here's the facts. If we were to implement the president's budget, taxes would go up on just about every American, including middle-class families. Altogether, the president wants to impose more than $1 trillion in new taxes. That's in addition to the $1 trillion in new taxes from Obamacare and the more than $600 billion in tax hikes the president secured in January. This isn't what compromise looks like. When I grocery shop each weekend, I talk to moms and dads who are concerned about the rising cost of groceries and the prices at the pump. The last thing American families can afford is more tax hikes from Washington. What's more, the president's budget not only ignores our nation's spending problem, it makes things worse. If his plan were to take effect, the government would spend $964 billion more of your hard-earned money than it's already planning to spend. Every household share of the national debt would increase by more than $60,000. That isn't compromise either. Even when the president's budget offers signs of common ground, like modest entitlement reforms, he says he won't follow through unless he can impose more tax increases. Worst of all, the White House says the president's budget never balances, ever, failing to meet the most basic principle of budgeting for every family and small business. The president's budget isn't a compromise. It's a blank check for more spending and more debt. If that were the answer, millions of Americans wouldn't be leaving the workforce and asking, where are all the jobs? Republicans are offering a better way. Our budget will balance in 10 years. We'll end the waste of taxpayer dollars and foster a healthier economy, delivering real solutions to help improve people's lives. Here's what some of those solutions look like. First, our balanced budget seizes opportunities to support our nation of builders and get Americans back to work through popular energy projects like the Keystone XL pipeline. Second, our balanced budget repeals Obamacare so we can address the problems it is causing, like making it harder to hire and driving up healthcare costs, and work towards patient-centered reforms. Finally, our balanced budget lays the groundwork for a fairer, simpler tax code. Closing loopholes and lowering tax rates for everyone would mean more jobs and higher wages. And tax day wouldn't have to be such a headache anymore. These are good ideas, and we're ready to act on them. When I served in the Indiana General Assembly, we turned a deficit into a surplus, restored the state's AAA bond rating, and led the country in job creation. In the 1990s, President Clinton and congressional Republicans worked together to balance the federal budget. So instead of the same old take-it-or-leave-it approach, President Obama should work with Republicans to find common ground so we can balance our budget, grow our economy, and improve the lives of American families. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.